Hello, everybody, and thank you for listening to my podcast. I am your host, J. Bell Marie, and glad you guys are listening. So, something seems to be bothering me a whole lot lately, and I'm starting to see more people label themselves as empaths or introverts or INFJs, and they're labeling themselves that without really knowing what it is. They're labeling themselves as those things because that's the in thing to do. Being an introvert is cool, it's quirky, it's different, it's special snowflake. Listen, guys, as somebody who has been an introvert her whole life, let me tell you guys something. This shit is not cool, okay? It's an everyday struggle. Being an introvert is the kind of shit that got me picked on growing up in high school, okay? Guys, stop making this into a big old fad if you know damn well you are not an introvert. Same thing with being an empath. Everybody's an empath now. Listen, okay? I'm not sitting here saying that empaths don't exist, because we do, okay? But guys, being an empath is not just slapping a label on yourself. Being an empath is draining, it's challenging, it's exhausting, it's one of the most difficult spiritual gifts to live with. And if you don't learn how to manage it correctly, if you do not learn how to cultivate it in a healthy way, it can literally drive you fucking crazy. Okay, so before you label yourself as an empath, think long and hard about what it is that you are signing up for. One does not simply become an empath overnight. This is something you are born with, people. Okay, you can't just wake up one morning and be like, hey, I think I want to be an empath today. That's not how any of this works. Stop fetishizing this particular spiritual gift. It is getting really, 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 really old. And for those of us real empaths out there, it's actually making us look bad. Because 9 times out of 10, the people who are going around and I'm an empath this, I'm an empath that, because they just so happen to take a quiz online that tells them they're an empath, they're not empaths. Okay? Stop the madness. It's absolutely ridiculous. Same thing with being an INFJ. Listen, being an INFJ is being a walking contradiction. Okay? You're stuck in the middle, and then you're pulled to one spectrum, and then you're pulled to the other spectrum. It really depends on your mood that day that you wake up with. One day you're extroverted. One day you're introverted. One day you want to be around everybody, and you want to shout from the mountaintops how great you are. The next day you're like, oh, fuck everybody. I don't want to be around anybody. That's what being an INFJ is like, okay? I understand being mystical, being witchy, and being different is the end thing nowadays. But to those of us who have actually walked this walk and have struggled with these things, it's a slap in the face. It's an insult for you to label yourself as these things, and that is not what you are. If you are an extrovert, be a damn extrovert. If you're an ENFP or whatever else there is out there, be that. Okay? If you are not an empath and you're just an intuitive, or you're a medium, or you're a witch, be that. But stop picking and choosing personas to have just because you think it's cool. You think it's the in thing to do. Cut that shit out. So anyways, that completes my rant. The reason I decided to make this such a big deal is because it's becoming a huge problem. A lot of people are claiming titles and they don't even know what the hell it is they are claiming. Okay? The reason I started this platform is to help people who are those things, the introverts, the highly sensitives, the empaths, the INFJs, the mystics, the witches, whatever else there is. I'm here to help all of us to really cultivate those gifts and own up to being who we are. And to see people mocking us and completely disregarding what it really means to be any of these things, it really, really makes me upset. None of this is a game. This is a way of life. If you feel the need to infiltrate that and portray yourself to be something you're not, you have a deeper problem and you need to get some help for that. Now, I am going to sit here and I'm going to tell you guys, this was not to attack anybody in particular, okay? I know that I stepped on some toes with this episode. Quite frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. I am not a light worker. I am a middle worker. I work with the light and the dark. To me, life is not all about rainbows and fairies and sunshine. No, sometimes life is about shit and thunderstorms and bullshit. Okay? I am not the love and light empath. I am the empowerment empath who helps people realize that being sensitive or being whatever, it's okay. But what's not okay is having who we are made fun of and mocked. That's what's not cool. So anyways, that concludes this episode. Feel free to hit me up on social media at The Empath Coach on Instagram, or you can find me here on Facebook. Till next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.